Native American elders are viewed as mentors, teachers, and intergenerational transmitters of knowledge. Today, our elders offer you some health advice.
Oh, hello, everybody. My name is Jerry Morgan, and I'm a young elder from a Leech Lake band of Ojibwe. Surrounding the COVID, I lost a couple of cousins that I don't want to use the word fell for misinformation, but believed in maybe just one individual. And were persuaded to not follow protocol guidelines and didn't have their vaccinations and ended up perishing. And then my sister told me, she said, "You seem like you're angry." That was a couple of summers ago. But it was a couple of tough years because of I was sick for a little while. A lot of people died from COVID and had close family and friends that died. And then I can't even go attend the service or pay respects for some of the individuals because of fear of getting sick. Yeah, it was a definite challenge. Everybody was so cooped up and stressed out. Your elderly, your adults, your youth. Some people didn't even leave their home. I have one auntie. She wouldn't even leave her house. I had to bring her something one time, and then she had just had a chair in her driveway, and she said, "Just put it on the chair, and I'll go pick it up afterwards." And again, these are tough times. I heard, you know, spiritual leaders, cultural advisors say that it's need healing, and you can go to a medicine dance or a healing dance. So that's how I try to approach it and shine a light on it in a positive sense, yeah.
Programming for this station is made possible in part by the Minnesota Department of Health. More information about COVID vaccines and boosters, including where to find a vaccination site near you, is online at mn.gov/COVID-19.